Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
but I bathed
me.
In the mire, submerged myself in the decay
me.
Of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man, a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello, and good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to this return segment of Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, Sunday Morning Inspiration. I'm doing a test right now because, once again, it would appear that I don't have full audio. So we're doing a test. Give me a few moments. Okay, so we're back for today, and as always, Satan is busy, even at the end of the year. You know, this is another year that we've had to deal with COVID and all of the effects that have led up to this show today. Many, many things this year have inspired me to come back to do a live program. So welcome to those of you wherever you are listening in this world. I want to talk to you today for these 45 minutes or so about preparing to walk into your new power in the new year. I want to make sure that you all understand that you're not alone, that you have someone to depend on. So that we can prepare to reflect. Some of you, you've been in unhealthy places for a very long time. And in doing so, you're lost. You're going back to that unhealthy place, that place where you don't need to be in the new year. Some of you, I need you to hear what I'm about to say. If you keep making the same mistakes, or decisions rather, because if you do it so many times, it's no longer a mistake. It's a choice. You're going to end up with the same heartache and pain. So today, I want to welcome you to the Return of Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Sunday morning information and inspiration. I hope that my words will encourage you to take a different path in the new year. So this morning is all about walking away so that you can walk in your power. I'm not a minister nor a preacher, but the universe sends me messages through the great I Am. I've not done a live broadcast in months, but I am today with your special message. Today's inspiration comes from 2 Peter 3:17. Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from your secure position. Excuse me. Let me say that again. Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from your secure position. So many of you, you have no idea. You don't know that you're not alone. You were never alone. You just didn't realize it. You didn't realize that fact, that there were people out here who are walking very light journeys, who are further along, who have paved the way for you so that you will have a less painful walk. Now, some people, especially some ministers and preachers, may not like what I'm about to say, but again, I'm not one of them. I'm here to help you to heal through your hurts. And this does not apply to every single preacher or minister out there. I would never say that. But there are some who will give you bad advice. How many of you have heard about or know someone who put their faith in their ministers or their pastors and they were given bad advice and they ended up
You're not bringing flowers to their celebration. You're bringing flowers to their funerals because they have gone back to bad, unhealthy, unsafe situations based on what their pastor or their minister told them. Again, this does not apply to every single pastor and minister, but be very careful who you are taking advice from. Secondly, be very careful in the decisions that you make, because each decision leads you to a specific response or reaction. When you hear me get quiet, that's the time that I give you to digest what I have spoken about up to this moment, or that moment, rather. I want you to think about your lives. Think about what you've been putting up with. Think about where you want to be, what you want to do. I want you to be happy. I want you to be healthy. I want you to heal. A little bit of story time here. For those of you who have followed my journey for 10-plus years, you know that I'm the product of sin, of an adulterous affair. I'm the daughter of a narcissistic, sociopathic mother who's a great manipulator. In turn, I married people who were also narcissistic and sociopathic. I had to break that cycle. It took me more than 50 years to figure out that every time God told me to go left, I decided I'm going to go over here this way and try to do the right thing, and I'm going to try to extend that olive branch to a meat eater. It wasn't until, you know, so many of us, have you ever heard that old adage, let go and let God? So many of us are quick to say it, but we're not quick to live it, and I'm guilty of that. I thought that I could fix it on my own. No, God, you're telling me to do this. There's no way that this can be right. It wasn't until God put me in the most unhealthy place that I realized that I had to start walking my talk. So I let go and let God, and I told him one day that I was tired. I was tired of being in a go-nowhere, racist job that was full of discrimination. I was tired of family members contacting me, making pretend like they cared, but they were trying to mold me back into the fold so that I could be back under the control of my abuser and my manipulator. I had to walk away. Newsflash, by the way, narcissists do not change. Some narcissists, and I just heard this yesterday, because you see, every time I start to self-doubt, the great I am sends the universe, tells the universe to send me a message or messages out of the blue. Narcissists don't change. They will always, there's no cure. There's no cure for narcissism. None. Many years ago, when I was in therapy, my therapist, you know, said to invite my mom. She said that she didn't need any help. But I'm sure she was busy telling the family members that I was the one psychologically unstable, and I was the one, and she's the victim, 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 victim. And they fell for it year after year after year. Now her minions and her disciples are falling one by one. Soon she'll be standing alone. But I've come a mighty long way. Some of you are younger, and you're realizing that you may have to walk away from a parent or a loved one or someone you may have known your entire lives in order for you to heal and become healthy and whole. I was compelled to put this message out here today because someone somewhere needs to hear it. back to story time. So I get a message, you know, the infamous, Merry Christmas, you know, blah, 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 say my name, the whole nine yards. And I thought for one small second, maybe I should just write back and say thank you. But then something pulled me back. Because you see, the minute that I write and I don't stick to my convictions and I stay away, that person doesn't see that as as a kind gesture. They'll see it as a win. And then the vicious cycle of abuse and manipulation will start all over again. Let's continue with my story time. As I said prior, the universe always sends me confirmation that what I'm doing, I'm on the right track, or I'm doing the right thing. I was on my phone. I was looking at something. Don't even know how I got on YouTube on my phone. Oh, something popped up. Totally different topic. I saw that video. Something about pimple popping, I believe. And then suddenly, the next thing that popped up were children of narcissistic parents. And there were people sharing their stories, and someone had written and said they had gone as far as to leave their parent alone, and they're living their best life. And I responded, and I said, you know, I had to walk away from my narcissistic parent and all of the family members who fell for the manipulations and the lies. I'm not going back. If they pass, I'll say a prayer, but I'm not going to the funeral. I cannot go back to that unhealthy place and have all of that negative energy reattached to me. I've started to clear out my home of everything that evil touched, from the ex-husband to the mom. Everybody who is negative, you can't come here. Stay quiet, Tom, because I know I'm saying something that's resonating with someone somewhere. You need to pack up your things virtually, spiritually, physically, whatever you need to do. Some of you, you've been too dependent on these people, and they know it. That's why they keep you under their feet. It's time for you to take that leap of faith and learn how to survive and stand up for yourself on your own. And some of you will give me pushback. Guess what? Okay. Just remember, you're choosing to stay there for the material item. There's no security if you're being mistreated. I need you to put yourselves first, to understand how important you are in this world. When I started the program, I just said welcome. Didn't say who I was, didn't give any titles, none of that, because listen, I want you to hear my words today. Who I am, I'm just a nobody trying to help a lot of somebodies realize that they are indeed somebody. Hear me. Hear my words. Come back. Replay this program. If you found us through the BTR website, I have a link there to our company website. This program and all of the projects and programs sponsored by an organization called the Wall Foundation Incorporated. It is an IRS-approved 501c3 nonprofit. If You can find out all of the information about what we do, how we do, and who we do it for on our website. You can go to the Wall Foundation, Inc., INC.org. We're catching up. We have a lot of incoming emails and things, so if you have not heard from us yet and you're in within the sound of my voice, I promise you we will get to each and every one of you as quickly as we can. We are a small but mighty organization doing great things at the grassroots level, and I'm right there in the trenches with each and every one of you within the sound of my voice wherever you are listening in this world. You deserve so much better. I've done programs titled things like Stop Putting Up with the Cream of the Crap. You deserve the cream of the crop. I want you to heal. I want you to be healthy in the new year. Okay, back to story time. I had to go way outside of my comfort zone. Things that I said I would never do, I ended up doing. So you're stuck in that unhealthy job, that ugly place? Maybe it's because you're continually looking for jobs that are just like where you are. Maybe you have not given yourself a chance to let your true talent shine. There are some people out here who are the great pretenders. They might have a lot of credentials and all of this, but they skated by. They did everything half-task, T-A-S-K. They didn't give their all. They're mediocre, average at best. And they couldn't tell you a thing about anything that they allegedly have learned. But they're quick to let people know how much credentials and paper they have. Then you have some who excelled, who outshine, quiet place, that humble place. But sometimes we have to spread our wings and fly. I started putting in for jobs that had requirements that met my education, that met my skill set, that met everything. Not just something just to get my foot in the door, to get away from that bad situation. That only works for short-term people. When we keep running from things just to get our foot in something new, to get away from the old hurt, we end up continuing that cycle in our new place. And I love the way that divine timing and the universe work, because when you let go and let God and the great I Am takes control, January 1st of 2022, I start a new journey, a new life, a new job with a lot more money. All I had to do was let go, let God, and step out on that leap of faith. I'm going to a location that I never wanted to work, but realize it's where I should have been all along, with the people of like everything, like interest, like determination, not dealing with the great pretenders or the people who've gotten ahead because of the color of their skin. And only the color of their skin, place where I can combat and help, where I'm with like-minded people who are welcoming me to the fold, to the family, who are already looking at ways to help me to excel and propel to my next level. I wasted 6.5 years of my life because I was running from a bad situation so that I wouldn't lose everything and end up on the streets at rock bottom. I did what I had to do in that moment, but that was not where I was meant to stay. Where you are, if you are in that type of a situation, it is not where you are meant to stay. You have to learn how to come outside of your comfort zone, reach for something new. Some of you are sitting on your talents, your blessings, your gifts. I need you to let go of everything, everyone who is harming you, hurting you, bringing nothing but negativity into your lives. You'll be okay. It will be scary. You may not know what you're going to do next, but you have a plan. One thing that I don't want you to do is to just run. Make sure that you have some type of a plan in place. I don't want you to run away from your job and just quit and not have something in place so that you can continue to survive. Many of you, we live paycheck to paycheck, so you don't have a savings to live off of for a few months. There are all of these things that you have to take into consideration. But you have a week left in this year. You can accomplish a lot in a week so that you're at least on your path come January 1st of 2022. You can do this. Believe in yourself. Believe that when you let go and you let God and the universe help you, you will start to receive everything that you are attracting to you. If you attract negativity, negativity is going to find you tenfold. If you attract a positive, it's going to come. But you're going to have to put forward some effort to find it, then to retain it, to keep it. Because you see, nothing good comes easy, ever. You have to work. You have to believe. Some of you, so many people look at it, oh, it says that I need this, but I don't have that. Reread job qualifications. Sometimes you all are walking away from a good job because it says you must have X amount of this. But do you have it through volunteer work, through your hobby? Do you have what those jobs need? It doesn't have to be on the job. Some jobs specify that it could be volunteer work. It could be outside work. Reread what you have misread that has sabotaged your success. Get away from everyone who's harming you, especially if you're young. If you're younger than me, you have a chance to live your life so much sooner than I did. I will never, ever, ever talk to some people that allegedly I'm connected to by DNA ever again, because they bring the harm and the negativity to my world. It's people like that who don't even realize that while they're praying with my manipulator, my abuser, the person that harmed me, they're praying against me. But when you let go and you let God, you're covered. That armor, that shield, that covered by the blood, however you want to say it, you're covered. You just have to be strong enough to continue to look forward and walk. Don't look back to Sodom and Gomorrah, because you know what happened. You don't want to turn into a pillar of salt. Don't look back. Keep going forward. Have enough faith in the great I am. And in yourselves to know that you can do this. There are organizations like mine and myself. We're sitting here waiting to help you, waiting to encourage you. If you want to stay there, we have mediation programs. We have programs to help to facilitate the communication so that you can get a better gauge on where you are and where you need to be. And if that's the way that you need to go to have your voices heard, then that's what you need to do. A new year is coming. Don't waste an entire new year. 2020 was very good to me. I enjoyed that time that I got to be isolated. I worked on revamping the foundation. I worked on new projects. I got so much done. While people allowed society and media and everyone to say, we're doing this, we're falling apart, we can't be inside. Instead of people learning, what they could do in that time. Catch up on house cleaning. Catch up on schoolwork. Catch up on making plans for the future. Learning how to love being around your families again. Family fun night. Game night. Sitting down at the table, eating dinner together, making sure that everyone is safe. No, everyone wanted to complain. Oh, I need to be out spending money I don't have. I got to do this. Student loans have been in a frozen state for almost 2 years. In that time, people could have paid on those loans. A vast majority did not. They were like, I ain't got to pay, I ain't got to pay. Little do they know that your interest was still capitalized. So the minute that it comes out of this frozen state, which has been extended until May, your interest is going to capitalize. Then you're going to go into default. And for those of you who managed to in these 2 years to get your credit score up, come May 1st, it's going to drop through the floor. Why? Because you did not take advantage of what was given to you. The same thing with people who had all of these freebies and things going on. Rent. Whatever it was, they didn't take the time to find new jobs, better jobs. They thought, oh, well, you know, I'm having more fun getting the free money. But now when the free money is cut off, everyone wants to cry foul. Everyone wants to say, oh, I'm a victim, victim, victim. No one took the time. So many people did not take the time to take this pandemic, this negative thing that just came into our world, and use it for something positive. And in the end, when all of the freebies are done and everything that's frozen starts to thaw, that's my biggest concern in this country is that we're going to go into a recession because people did not take care of themselves when they had all of that time to do so. I am a member of the Great Resignation. I knew that I wasn't going to spend another year in my unhealthy workplace full of discrimination and racism that was running amok and about at an organization that does not seem to be serious about change. Even in 2021, racism, bigotry, hatred, it's all still alive and well. I was either going to retire, which my retirement looked pretty good, well, I was going to get another job. The greater I am in the universe decided that I needed a new job. And I may actually be going to a place where I can call my forever home until I do decide to retire. You know, some of us, when we get these new blessings, we may have to catch planes, trains, and extra rides and automobiles, but we're going to a healthier place. In that time of the pandemic, I paid off a lot of bills. I paid off all the interest on my student loans. All I have is principal left. I'm paying that down. Being as though, you know, the administration claimed that they were going to help and they've done nothing yet. So I have to do what's best for me to make sure that I stay ahead of the curve in the game. And I couldn't do that if I decided to sit home, not look for a job, and wait for the government handouts to run out and still not have a job. Because you see, the landlords and all those people, they're waiting to pounce. They're coming. Boom. They're coming down. Boom. They don't care. They want you out so that they can get someone in their properties that will pay. This is about real talk. This is about making sure that you understand that it's not going to be easy, but you can do it. It's about small steps, learning how to save $5 a pay. Before you know it, you'll have $50, then $100, then $250, then $500 and above. Learn how to not touch that money. I was talking to my daughter-in-law just the other day, and she called me something called a minimalist. You see, when the pandemic hit and I had to move from a bad job to this job, and they lowballed me, but it was a job, and I had benefits and everything, I learned how to live with spending less. But guess what? Because I learned how to live with spending less, I still had just as much as those who were living paycheck to paycheck, cleaned up my credit, could buy a new car with zero down, zero interest, because I took that time to not keep spending money that I did not have. I learned how to save. I learned how to get my plan into effect to pay off all my bills. I'm practically debt-free. In 2021, I'm practically debt-free. In 2023, I will be debt-free. How many of you can say that? And it wasn't anything spectacular. I had a go-nowhere bum job that wasn't paying me my worth, but I learned how to control my wants in opposition of my needs. Wants and needs are two different things. Don't get hooked up with all the wrong people that will give you wrong advice. Don't invest in people and things that are giving you little or no return in this new year. You have a week left. This is the beginning of your 7 days, your last 7 days. Make them count for something. Don't let anyone convince you that you're not worthy of your healing, of your future, of your success. Don't let anyone trample on your hopes and your dreams. We're going to go into our meditation. I just want you all to sit for a while. Reflect on your lives. Where are you? Where do you want to be? Yes, I'm concerned about all of these different variants of the COVID. I wear my mask. I distance myself. You won't see me putting up videos and things of hanging out with a bunch of unmasked people in small places, chilling and partying and all of that. No, 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 no. Unfortunately, as much as I miss my family, none of them live in this state. My immediate family, meaning my grandchildren, their parents, stepdaughter, her children. They're not here. Only the people that have caused me heartache and pain. So, yes, I'm very much alone. It won't be the DNA strands that are closest to me. If something were to happen to me, they never notice that I'm missing. Probably some people who I used to work with, and now that I'm leaving that job, I'll have to start that process all over again where people know that if I don't show up, there's something wrong. But I know that however my end game, it's all the way that the great I am planned it. Take a moment to just reflect. Let's do some breathing. Let's inhale. Now exhale slowly. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Got a little more than 3 minutes in our program. Just keep breathing. I don't know where you are, but the sun is shining brightly here. I was out early this morning just to fill the bird feeder and to take in the fresh air and thank the good Lord for this day, for this blessing. I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. But I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown that you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way and knocking at your door at this very moment and beyond. Remember, you were never alone. You just didn't realize. Go out here. We're waiting to help you. You just have to reach out and let us know that you are in need. I'm looking forward to my new journey. I'm looking forward to ending this chapter of heartache and pain and starting something brand new. And I hope that you are preparing to start your new journey too. So until next time, be well, be blessed, and know that you are important. You deserve the very best. It's going to be hard. It's going to be frightening, but you can do it. I'm living proof that there is something great on the other side. So until next time, be well, be blessed. And I hope to talk to you again soon in the new year. Take care.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves me.
But I bathed in the mall. Submerged myself in the decay.